How's it going, everyone? And welcome to the Health Rundown. I'm your host, Pedro Flores, and today's a very special day for us. It's our inaugural show here on Friday, June 30th. We're so pleased to join the Anchor family. On today's show, we'll be catching you up on healthcare reform, the plague, biohacking, and why is it that everyone I know seems to be taking ice-cold showers these days? But wait, did I just say the plague as in the medieval Black Death plague? Well, yes, it's the same organism. 3 new cases have been reported this week in the U.S. Let's talk it out. Health news is next. An estimated 20 million people have gained healthcare coverage under the Obamacare markets or the ACA's Medicaid expansion since the law took effect back in March of 2010. Today, President Trump tweeted, quote, "If Republican senators are unable to pass what they're working on now, they should immediately repeal and then replace at a later date," end quote. Well, according to a Kaiser Family Foundation poll from January of this year, only 20% of Americans favored repealing Obamacare first and then working to replace it. That's slightly higher than the 12 to 17% of Americans who like the Senate healthcare bill. Another 75% either didn't want Obamacare repealed or preferred to hold off until a replacement is crafted. Well, no matter where you sit on this issue, it's clear that repealing and replacing Obamacare is very complicated, and it comes with significant moral and practical ramifications. We'll bring you more details on this subject as they emerge next week. All right, well, this week, 3 new cases of plague have been reported in New Mexico, according to the New Mexico Department of Health. All 3 patients, 2 women and 1 man, all in their 50s and 60s, have been treated at area hospitals and released after a few days of treatment. So what exactly is the plague and how is it transmitted? Well, it's caused by the bacterium Yersinia pestis, which is found in rodents. And so humans contract the disease when fleas jump from a rock squirrel, for example, to a dog or a cat, and then bring the infected fleas into the house. According to the World Health Organization, the disease is very deadly if left untreated. And so how do you treat it? You treat it with antibiotics. So timely treatment with antibiotic therapy will result in a good prognosis. What are the symptoms of bubonic plague? They include the sudden appearance of bulbousy, swollen, and painful lymph nodes in the groin or armpit regions. If you live or have recently returned from an area where the plague is found, like New Mexico, Oregon, California, Colorado, and you start developing these symptoms, then please do yourself a favor and go see your doctor or go to the nearest hospital. Is it just the California heat, or are most of my friends, especially those in the biohacker community, recently raving about taking cold showers? If you're not familiar with the term biohacker, let's define that first, then we'll talk about the benefits of cold showers. So according to Dave Asprey, he's the founder of Bulletproof Coffee and the Bulletproof Executive, there are 2 perspectives on biohacking. One is that biohacking is something you do to biology outside of yourself. For example, changing a cell or changing an amoeba. The other perspective, which is what Asprey practices, is that you can hack your own biology and gain control of systems in your body that you wouldn't normally have access to. And so some examples of this are the way that you are affected by drinking a cup of coffee and the level of alertness that you experience, or maybe even when you develop some shakiness, if you're nervous when you drink coffee. This is what it means to hack your body. So how can cold showers help you gain control of systems in your body or biohack these systems? Well, hydrotherapy and cold therapy aren't entirely new concepts. For example, physical therapists, athletic trainers, and doctors routinely use cold therapy to treat inflammation and muscle soreness. Furthermore, cold water therapy has been used for centuries to take advantage of the body's tendency to adapt to harsher situations. And this adaptation in itself can be viewed as a hack. So what are some of the purported benefits of these adaptations? Well, increased endorphin release, such as those happiness hormones that you feel after you exercise, improved metabolism, improved circulation, improved immunity, helping fend off the common cold. So there was even a clinical study done where people who were experiencing symptoms of depression took a cold shower for up to 5 minutes, 2 to 3 times a week, and were shown to relieve symptoms of depression. Now, we know that cold showers aren't the solution to all of our problems, but I'd love to know if you've experienced some benefits from them, or perhaps you have a biohack that you'd love to share. I'd love to hear it, and maybe if you call it in, we'd love to share it on the show. The last thing I'll mention is if you have high blood pressure or heart disease, this may not be for you. One of the premises of cold showers is that it causes blood to be shunted away from organs in order to warm the body back up, and so this may be contraindicated in that population, so speak to your doctor if you have any concerns. Well, on that note, we've reached the conclusion of our very first show. If you've enjoyed our content, please feel free to call in, share, and favorite our station. We'd love to get to know you better. Stay tuned for more health and wellness reports, including the political, scientific, and holistic perspectives on health and wellness. I believe this is a huge subject matter, and it's my honor to be your host. I'm Pedro Flores. Until next time, I hope you all have a wonderful and fun 4th of July weekend.